In the passing, since Ravaggio says of his death, there has been a lot of discussion about his personality, his Torah, but there's a phrase that keeps on coming up again and again and again, and the phrase is L'Hachzir Atara L'Yoshna, that Ravaggio felt it was very important to return the crown to its days of glory. So we throw this idea around, but what is it exactly? What are we talking about? What is this crown that Ravaggio is referring to? Ravaggio, it was very important to him to paskin like the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef. And when he was a young man, he got into a lot of trouble because he gave shirim in the Iraqi community, in the Iranian community, and they were very stark. They were very. It was very important to them to follow the Ben Ishchai. And Ravaggio would give shirim, and he would disagree with the Ben Ishchai. He even went as far as to publish a commentary on the Ben Ishchai itself on the Parsha. It's called Halichos Olam, and there he explains, often critiques and disagrees, why he thinks the Ben Ishchai is wrong in not following Rav Yosef Kairo and the Shulchan Aruch. And this theory and his treatise on this approach is spelled out very clearly. At the end of Yechav Adas, Chelek Hay, he has a long essay at the end, and we're going to discuss the essay for a few minutes, understanding why it's so important to him that he thinks everyone, but especially Sfardim, should follow the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, in his introduction, explains that he paskins his issues based on the three Amudei Horah, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. And when the Beis Yosef wrote that, he was immediately attacked. First by the Marashal and his Yamshel Shlomo in his introduction to Chulin. The Marashal disagreed with this idea of taking opinions and simply deciding based on majority. He said, we have no Mesorah. We have no tradition to answer a question based on, you know, two out of three, and that's enough to walk away and decide the question. The Ramah also had a problem with the Beis Yosef because he noted that the Beis Yosef forgot all of Chachmei Ashkenaz in his decision. The Balei Tosfos and Rashi, he did not take them into the equation when weighing his value of how to paskin the Shaila. So Ravaggio begins to defend the Beis Yosef, and he says that this idea that we follow Rov, that we always have to follow the majority, is not always the case. It's only the case that you follow the majority, and you need to take into account all of the opinions, right? Because they were complaining, you only picked the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. What about all those other opinions that you didn't take into account when you were weighing out the answer? So Ravaggio says, we only care about Rov when all of the opinions we're talking about have seen each other's opinion, and they're all having the same discussion at the same time. But when the period expands over 500 years, and not everyone has seen what everyone has to say, so we don't follow Rove. And therefore, he says that it's not necessarily the case that it's a good point that he left people out, he only picked certain people. We'll get to why he picked certain people in a second, but he says that's the first point. It doesn't matter that he didn't follow everyone's opinion when it comes to deciding the halacha, because Rove only applies when everyone saw each other. And he quotes the Baal HaTanya, who says that Rove, following the majority, only applies in that generation. If we have a question about a certain new technology that comes up, and then we weigh the opinions of the Rabbanim in that generation, and we see there's a majority, so that's where we follow the majority. But we don't take the majority of opinions over 300 or 400 years. He notes that the Chidah writes that there's a Mesorah that we paskin like the Beis Yosef, that 200 Rabbanim in the generation of the Beis Yosef agreed with him. And that, therefore, he says the word Maran, which is how we refer to the Beis Yosef, stands for Masayim Rabbanim Nismach, that 200 Rabbanim signed off on the Beis Yosef. And he says it was clear that when the Beis Yosef did this, everyone or a far majority of people agreed to what he did in deciding to paskin like the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. And then he goes on to discuss why these three. So it's not really why these three, says Ravaggio. It's really why the Rambam. Because the whole thing really pivots around the Rambam's opinion. And he brings tens and tens of sources, which essentially say that when the Rambam published his Mishneh Torah, he became the Mara D'Asra of the Jewish people. Communities all over the world essentially accepted the Rambam upon themselves, and therefore, that's why the Rambam's opinion became the central point and pivot of the Beis Yosef. He then says, what about Rashi and Tosos, right? The Ramah had a problem that we didn't include Rashi and Tosos in the discussion. So it's Rav Avadya's opinion, bringing obviously sources to back him up, and obviously not everyone's going to agree to this, is that Tosos and Rashi are not poskim. Rav Avadya says that Tosos and Rashi are parshanim. They explain the Gemara. They explain what the Gemara is saying. But their role is not to paskin. And therefore, says Rav Avadya, he can't take their opinions into the final weight because their opinion is not there in order to paskin a shaila, but rather to explain the Gemara. And therefore, he says, those opinions don't make it in. But, he says, often when people say, we're not going to paskin like Tosos because Tosos is not a posek, they will say, but the Rif, that is an opinion that we can paskin like. And therefore, that's why the Rif makes it into the group. He doesn't explain why the Rush makes it into the group. I mean, Rav Avadya doesn't explain why the Rush makes it into the group. But that's how he sets up why some are included as poskim and others are not included as poskim. So why do we accept the Beis Yosef at the end of the day? So he cites many, many Achronim and Shuvos who wrote that the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch was accepted, like the Rambam, by all of the communities, by all over the Jewish world. And that after it was printed, it became essentially the stamp of Horah. And he even quotes a tshuva of the Ramah. The Ramah is writing to the Beis Yosef, and he says that your psak has been accepted by the Jewish people. So when the Gadol of the Ashkenazim even writes and says that your psak has become accepted by the Jewish people, that's a stamp that the Shulchan Aruch became accepted in all Jewish communities. Svardim, Ashkenazim, you go to tshuva of the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav, also saying that we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch because it became accepted by all communities. And that is what is pushing Rav Avadya to say again and again and again, Lachzir Ataro Liyoshna, to return the crown to its glory and not push aside the psak of the Shulchan Aruch of the Beis Yosef for someone else. He says it's even stronger for Sfardim. He quotes the Ben Ish Chai and others who say that even if hundreds of Rabbanim paskin against the Shulchan Aruch of the Beis Yosef, still the Sephardic community needs to follow the Shulchan Aruch. That's how strong the acceptance of the Shulchan Aruch became in that generation. He says it certainly applies to a Chumrah. If I have many opinions that disagree with the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef has a Chumrah, so obviously you should be machmir for that opinion. But says Rav Avadya, even Lakula, even if there's hundreds of Sephardic Rabbanim going against the Beis Yosef, say to be machmir, and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch says to be makil, to be lenient, still he says it's important to follow the Shulchan Aruch in that regard. He goes on to say that he brings again more and more proofs and more sources in his style that the acceptance of the Shulchan Aruch was the Ratzon Hashem, it was Min HaShemayim, everything was orchestrated, showing how important it was to follow the Shulchan Aruch in that regard. And then he goes on to say that it's a mistake simply to look in the Shulchan Aruch for a Rav to look in the Shulchan Aruch and pass in the Shaila. Because the Sma, the Marsha, and Sota, and others say that you need to know the background in the Beis Yosef, the longer explanation of the halachos, before looking in the summary halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. And he quotes a very interesting tshuva in the name of Shmuel Kaidenover in the Nachlas Shiva Simen Nun. And there Shmuel Kaidenover is writing to a Rav, and he says, you really don't know how to paskin. You really don't know anything. You don't know how to paskin a shaila. So he says, let me give you some advice. You should take all the Sfarim in your library and sell them and buy yourself a Tur Beis Yosef. Because then maybe you'll know how to paskin a shaila. So you can see the Rabbanim are very strong in seeing everything the Beis Yosef said, seeing his whole corpus of all of his opinions and all what he has to say before paskining in the Shulchan Aruch itself and seeing the whole sugya. And he ends with a fantastic story. The story is often misattributed to Rav Yashiv. I'm not sure where that happened, but it's really with the Chazon Ish. In the first volume of the Shevet HaLevi, when Shmuel Vosner writes in Siman Nun Zion that he was speaking with the Chazon Ish, and they were talking about how to learn, the right way to learn, how to paskin, and the Chazon Ish told Rav Vosner the following story. He says, when I was a young man learning, I used to learn Gemara, Beis Yosef. I learned the Gemara, and then read the whole Beis Yosef and all the opinions and see how the Beis Yosef understood the sugya and how he passed on the question. That's what I would do. Kaseder every single day. And my friends, the people learning around me, would laugh at me. And they said, you're never going to become a posek. you're never going to amount to anything, you're going to, you know, be a, you're going to teach little children, nothing's going to come of you as a gadol b'Torah. So the Chazon Ish turned to Rav Vosner and he started to smile, knowing, explains Rav Vadya and Rav Vosner, that the whole entire world turned to his small apartment in Bnei Brak because he was the Posek Hador. And he said, why would I become the Posek Hador? Because I learned Gemara Beis Yosef. No fancy other Perushim, no other Svarim, just learning the Sugya and the Gemara and knowing what the other opinions are. So Rav Vadya concludes with that story, finishing in his classic style of Od Chazon LeMoed. There's a lot more to discuss about this issue, the importance of the Shulchan Aruch, and the importance in his eyes of L'Hachzir Atara V'Yashna. Kaddish Rabbanan.